ఆత్మవిద్య విద్యాత్మనోది సులభా స్వాందే సర్వస్య నిత్య సిద్ధస్య నశ్యతి యది నిశేషం దేహే లోకే చ సత్యదాధిషణా దేహోహం ధీ సూత్రే గ్రథితా చిందాఖిలాపి మనుజస్య కోహం స్యామిది చిన్వన్ యది హృది మజ్జేద్ గళేత్ సమస్తాభి ఏవం చిందావీచ్యో యది సంశాందాః తదా నిజం తత్వం స్వయమహమహమిది లసతి మ్రియతే అహందా స్ఫురతి యథానందః స్వం యది నో జానీతే కిం విజ్ఞాయ ఇతరద సమస్తమపి జానీతే యది తు స్వం జ్ఞాతవ్యం కిం తదో అన్యదస్తీహ అయమది సులభో మార్గో జనిమృతి సంతాన భేదనే నృణాం చేదో వాగ్వబురీహ హానాత్ సద్యః స్వయం హి భాత్యాత్మా శాందే మనసి హృదందః కృపయా దేవస్య భక్తి సులభస్య అనుభూయతే పరం తల్ చిత్తాదీనాం ప్రకాశగం వ్యోమ భగవద్రమణః ప్రోక్త ద్రావిడ గీతార్థ సారభూతోయం రచితః తదీయ శక్త్యా ప్రీత్యై భూయాత్ తదీయ లోకస్య ఆత్మవిద్య సంపూర్ణ. ఇది లక్ష్మణ శర్మ.
శ్రీ ఆత్మవిద్యాసారః వ్యాఖ్యాయా సహితః సాధూనాం ముముక్షూణాం అనుగ్రహాయ స్వీకృత మానుషభావో అరుణాచలే పుణ్యస్థలే విరాజమానో భగవాన్ శ్రీ రమణో దేశికేంద్రః సౌలభ్యం ఆత్మవిద్యాయాః ప్రకటయితుం ప్రవృత్తః ఆత్మవిద్యానామ్నీం పరమపావనీం గీతికాం జిగాయ తదర్థ సంగ్రహరూపోయం గ్రంథః. అది సులభ సర్వేషాం ఆత్మవిద్యేది దర్శయిష్యన్ సేయం దుర్లభ కథం ప్రతిభాతి ఇది వర్ణయతి ఆద్యే శ్లోకే. 1. విద్యాత్మనోది సులభ స్వాందే సర్వస్య నిత్య సిద్ధస్య నశ్యతి యది నిశేషం దేహే లోకే చ సత్యదా బుద్ధిః. తత్వద ఇయం అది సులభై ఏవ భవితుం అర్హతి. ఆత్మనో విద్య సాక్షాత్కారః స్వాందే సర్వస్య జందోః నిత్య సిద్ధత్వాల్ నిత్యానుభూతత్వాత్ తస్య ఏవం సతి. అత్ర కరతలగత అమలగదృష్టాంతోపి అస్య మూలగ్రంథే అసాధుర్నిరూపితః. తస్య అనాత్మత్వాల్ తద్దర్శనాయ మనస ఆభిముఖ్యం చక్షురింద్రియవ్యాపారశ్చ అపేక్ష్యతే నాత్ర కస్యాపి సాధనస్యావేక్ష. ఏవం ఆత్మసాక్షాత్కారాల్ సౌలభ్యం నిరుపమం ఇది నిరూప్య కథం అనుభూయతే సాధకై తత్ర దౌర్లభ్యమిది ప్రశ్నం ఉత్థాప్య సమాదధాది. నిత్యానుభూతమపి ఆత్మవస్తు పరోక్షవల్ సాధనసాధ్యవల్ గృహ్యతే. బాహ్య అనాత్మవస్తుషు అనవరతాసక్త్యా తద్ ఉదితమనోవ్యాపారేశ్చ సాచాసక్తిః. స్వాత్మతయా అభిమతే దేహే స్వసుఖసాధనత్వేన జ్ఞాతే లోకే చ సత్యదా బుద్ధి సముల్పన్నా. అత్ర పరాంజిఘాని వ్యదృణతా స్వయంభూః ఇత్యాది శ్రుతిః అనుసందేయ లోభాభిముఖ్యే సతి న ఆత్మాభిముఖం అంతర్ముఖం భవేన్మనః. యావదా లోకే తస్మిన్నంతర్గతే స్వదేహే చ సత్యదా ధీః న నివర్తేత తావల్పర్యంతం తత్రైవ ఆసక్తిః భవేత్. న ముముక్షా యావల్ సత్యం లోకం మన్యతే జనః తావత్ తేనైవ సుఖం సంపాదనాశాద్ భవేత్ తస్య. మిథ్యాత్వ నిశ్చయే నైవ తస్య సుఖసాధనత్వ భ్రాంతేర్ వినాశో నాన్యథా. కథం జగదో మిథ్యాత్వం ఇది చేద ఉచ్యతే పరమాత్మని నామరూపాణాం కల్పితత్వేన ఇది. పరమార్థదో విరూభం బ్రహ్మ పరమాత్మా హృదందః కదంచిత్ నామరూపకల్పనాత్ नानेव जगदिव भाति अयमर्थः। श्री रमण हृदये स्वात्मारूपी इत्यादि श्लोके द्रष्टव्यः परमार्थदो जगत्सत्यम्। नामरूपहानेन अयमर्थः तत्रैव ग्रन्थे स्वात्मा संविन्मयतनुः इत्यादि श्लोके इतरत्रच्च द्रष्टव्यः। किन्तु संसारी जनो न तादृशीं जगत्सत्यतां ज्ञातुं शक्नोति। तस्माल् जगन्मिथ्यात्वधि समाश्रयेणैव वैराग्यसम्पत्तिर्भवेत्। वैराग्यभावे न अन्तर्मुखता न आत्मविद्यालाभः। यदि सा सत्यताबुद्धिः निःशेषं नश्येत् तदा आत्मविद्या न केवलं सुलभा परन्तु प्राप्त्यैव। एवं विरक्तस्य कथम् आत्मविद्यादियाल् इत्येत अर्थं दर्शयति भगवान् देहोऽहं धी सूत्रे इत्यादि श्लोके। रण्ड देहोऽहं धी सूत्रे ग्रथिता चिन्ताखिलाभिमनुजस्य कोऽहं स्यामिति चिन्वन् यदि हृदि मज्जेत् गळयेत् समस्ताभि अन्तर्मुखीभावं मनसो विधातुम्। अन्तर्मुखीभावं मनसो विधातुम् साधकेन त्यक्तव्या बाह्यविषयचिन्ता। अनेन मनसो नैश्चिन्त्यं सम्पादनीयम्। कीदृशं नैश्चिन्त्यम्? निद्रामूर्च्छयोरपि नैश्चिन्त्यमस्त्येव। तत्सदृशं नैश्चिन्त्यं हठयोगसाधनविशेषैरपि साध्यते। न तेन कोऽपि ज्ञानी मुक्तो भवेत्। चैतन्यलोभरहितमेव नैश्चिन्त्यं सम्पादनीयम्। तदर्थम् एकचिन्तायां मनसो नियोगः कर्तव्या इत्युपदिशति भगवान् द्वितीय उपदेशसारे। सा एकचिन्ता कीदृशी भवितुमर्हति? यया स्वात्मप्रकाशस्थाने हृदये मनसो मज्जनं स्यात् सैव चिन्ता आदरणीया। का सा चिन्ता? सर्वासाम् इतरचिन्तानाम् आधारभूता चिन्तैव सा स्यात्। सेयं देहो अहमिति धीरेव तस्यामेव ग्रथिता अखिलापि चिन्ता मनुजस्य इति देहात्मधियो मुख्यत्वं निरूपितुम् अत्र देहे आत्मनो अध्यासेन देहोऽहमिति धीः प्रवर्तते। तमध्यासं हित्वा अहमिति मात्रावृत्तिम् आश्रित्य इतरचिन्ताहानम् हृदि मज्जनं च भवेत्। साभिवृत्तिः अहं धियो मूलतत्त्वादि दृक्षाव्यवसायेन प्रणीता सदी हृदि मज्जन साधनं भवेत्। अन्यथा मनोदुर्बलं हृदि मज्जनाय असमर्थं भवेत्। नायमात्मा बलहीनेन लभ्यः इति श्रुतिरत्र अनुसन्देया। अतः कोऽहं स्याम् इति प्रश्ने मनसः एकाग्रता कार्या। अहं मूलतत्त्व दिदृक्षा व्यवसायरूपोऽयं प्रश्नः। ईदृशव्यवसायलग्नं मनो हृदि निमज्जेद ततः सर्वापि चिन्ता संशान्ता। किमिदं हृदयं नाम? यस्माल् अहमिति धीः मनसा सह उदेति यस्मिन्नेव तदुभयं लयं याति। यत्र न मनो न च अहं देहि तल्हृदयम्। स्वयं प्रकाशस्य स्वात्मनः तदेव अभिव्यक्तिस्थानम्। देहात्मधीमतो हृदयं स्थानम् उच्यते। परमार्थतो हृदयम् आत्मैव। एवं मनसो विरामे किं भवेदित्याह चेतसि हृदयम् इत्यादि श्लोकेन। 3. चेतसि हृदयं प्राप्ते प्रत्यक्तत्वं समस्तभूतानां स्वयमहमहमिति लसति म्रियते अहन्ता स्फुरत्यदानन्दः। अत्र हृदयव्योमिनि प्रत्यक्तत्वं आत्मा स्वयमेव अप्रतिहतं लसति। आत्मनो अभिव्यक्तिस्थानं हि हृदयम्। अयमात्मप्रकाशः कीदृशः? न अहङ्कारवल् अहमिदं वभुः इति, किन्तु अहम् अहम् इति। देहाध्यासराहित्याल् पूर्णत्वं नित्यत्वं च स्वात्मस्फुरणस्य हृदये। अत्र आत्मज्योतिषि वपुरात्मधीर मनसा सह म्रियते यथा न पुनरुद्भवेत् अदो म्रियते अहंदा इत्युक्तम्। संसारे देहात्मबुद्धिमत आनंदानुभवो अहंदया प्रतिहतो विरलो भवति, किन्तु आनंदः आत्मनः प्रकृतिः स एव लोके विरलतया अनुभूयते। हृदये तु मनसो विरामे सति समग्रम् अनुभूयते, अतः स्फुरत्यदानन्दः इत्युक्तम्। मनोनाशे सति सर्वकर्मविलयो बन्धमोक्षश्च भवतः। एवम् आत्मविद्या सुलभैवेति दर्शयन् आह अयमतिसुलभा इत्यादि। 4. अयमतिसुलभो मार्गो जनिमृतिसन्तानभेदेन नृणाम् चेतो वाग्बभुरीहा हानात् सद्यः स्वयं हि भात्यात्मा। अनेन साधनेन अहंधियो मूलतत्त्वस्य हृदि गवेषणेन साध्यो मनोवृत्तीनां विराम एव। अनेन विरामेण चेतो वाग्बभुरीहा हानाल् स्वयमेव आत्मा भाति न किञ्चिदपि कर्म अपेक्ष्यते। अतः अन्यस्माल् साधनाल् सर्वस्माल् इदं साधनम् अतिसुलभम्। एवं यल्पदं साध्यं तल्कीदृशम् इति निर्दिशन्नाह शान्ते मनसि इत्यादि। श्लोकम् 5। शान्ते मनसि हृदन्तः कृपया देवस्य भक्तिः सुलभस्य अनुभूयते परं तल् चित्तादीनां प्रकाशकं व्योमा। हृदन्तः स्वमूले मनः शाम्यदीति यल् तदेव साधनम् तल्कथं भवेल्। मनोगत सर्ववासनाक्षये सति तद्भवेल्। नान्यथा सर्वं वासनाक्षये सति देहलोकयोः मिथ्यात्वो दृढनिश्चयो मनसो भवेल्। तेन मुमुक्षा स्वात्मसाक्षात्कारवाप्तये तीव्रतरव्यवसायः सर्वमेदल् कथं भवेल्। ईश्वरानुग्रहेणैव नान्यथा। अत्र नायमात्मा प्रवचनेन लभ्यो न मेधया न बहुनाश्रुतेन। यमेवेष वृणुदे तेन लभ्यस्तशेषात्मा विवृणुते तनूं स्वाम् इति श्रुति अनुसन्देया। अदो भगवतो अरुणाचलस्य कृपा सम्पादनीया भक्त्या इति सूचयति। कृपया देवस्य भक्तिः सुलभस्य इति भक्तिर्द्विता भेदभावना विवर्जिता अनन्य परमोत्तमा। एक परमेश्वरस्य स्वान्तर्यामित्वज्ञानेन तस्मिन् सर्वात्मना स्वात्मसमर्पणरूपा अपरा एषा प्रपत्तिः उच्यते। अनया प्राप्ता सर्ववासना तानवम् उक्तसाधनानुष्ठानयोग्यता च भवतः। ननु आत्मैव भवेदीश्वरतत्त्वम्, कथं तस्य भजनम्? तस्मिन् आत्मसमर्पणं वा इति चेद् उच्यते। यावद् अहङ्कारविलयो न भवेत् तावल्भेदः सत्य इव गृह्यते। अहङ्कारवदः पुरुषस्यैव भक्तिः उपदिश्यते। तस्य विषये असन्नपि भेदः सत्य इव कार्यकृल्। अहङ्काराविद्यामोहितः स्वं देहं मन्यमानो नरः कथं स्वात्मानं परमेश्वरादभिन्नं जानीयाल्? यदि वत्ति अहं ब्रह्मा इति सा वाक् अनृदेव तस्मिन्। तस्मादज्ञानिनः पुरुषस्य यावदहङ्कारविलयो न भवति तावल् परमेश्वरो मोक्षदाता उपास्य एव। एवम् इह जन्मनि पूर्वस्मिन् वा अनुष्ठित भगवदुपासनस्य पुंस एव प्रवृत्तिरस्मिन् महदि साधने इति अवगन्तव्यम्। तस्माद् अत्र न अधिकारी वासनाभूयिष्टमनस्तो भगवन्तं भक्त्या सन्तोष्य तत्कृपां सम्पादयेत्। तत्कृपाबलेन साधनानुष्ठानेन सम्पूर्णे मनसि हृदि शान्ते परं तल्तत्त्वम् अनुभूयते। तदेव तत्त्वं विवृणोति चित्तादीनां प्रकाशकं व्योम इति। चित्तादय इति सर्वोऽपि प्रपञ्च उक्तः। चित्ते अन्तर्गतानि इन्द्रियाणि तदधीन विषयाः विषयात्मकं जगल् इति। तदिदं जगत् न स्वयं प्रकाशं चित्तेन भास्यते चित्ताभावे सुषुप्तौ न भाति। चित्तं च स्वयं जडम् अहङ्कृतिरूप परचितिप्रकाशेन प्रकाशवल् तस्मात् इदं जगल् परचिता प्रकाश्यते इति फलितम्। परचिताभानम् अस्तु स्वयं सल् भवति वा जगल् न वा इत्यत्र प्रश्ने जगल् स्वयं न सदिति बहुधा निरूपितम् श्रीरमणहृदये विश्वं बुद्धिः इत्यादि श्लोके। अन्यत्र च एतमर्थम् सङ्गृह्य अत्र वक्ति व्योम इति। चित्तादीनां व्योम आकाशः अभिव्यक्तिस्थानम् उपादानतया इयं चिदेव भवति चिन्मय आत्मा स एव परं सल् इति सर्वमिदं परस्मिन् भाति। कथमतिस्थूलमेदल्जगल् अतिसूक्ष्मे परस्मिन् स्थितं भवेल् इति चेद् उच्यते। जगदिदं बहिरिव भाति किन्तु परमार्थतो मनोमयम् इति निर्णीतं भगवता श्रीरमणहृदये विश्वं कृष्णम् इत्यादि श्लोके। मनोमयमिदं जगल् मनसि स्थितमेव न बहिरिति अवधार्यम्। यथा स्वाप्नं जगल् स्वाप्नप्रपञ्चः स्वप्नद्रष्टर्बहिरिव भाति किन्तु तन्मनस्येव वर्तते मनस्येव उदेति। मनसि निद्रावसाने लीयते अतो मध्यकाले च तत्रैव तिष्ठेत्। एवं जाग्रत्प्रपञ्चोऽपि न बाह्यः किन्तु मानस एव। असि विस्तरः श्रीरमणहृदये द्रष्टव्यः। एवं मनसि स्थितं जगल् परमे तिष्ठतीत्युच्यते यतो मनो न तस्माद् भिन्नम्। सर्वमिदं भूताकाशे विदतम् अयमाकाशो मनसि आकाशे विदतम् मन आकाशः चिदाकाशे विदतम् इति। परमार्थतो न मनो न च जगत् चिदेव अस्ति अत एव न च मत्स्थानि भूतानि इति गीतायाम् उपदिष्टम्। इह च शान्ते मनसीति म्रियते अहन्तेति च स्वात्मसाक्षात्कारे मनो नश्यतीत्युपदिश्यते। मनोनाशे सम्प्राप्ते सर्वं जगदपि प्रलीयेत न प्रकाशेत स्वात्मज्ञानिनः तुर्यावस्थारूढस्य इति कैवल्यं निरूपितम्। देहात्मभाव बोधात्मभावो द्वे कोडि एकस्येहाने अन्यस्याप्राप्तिः मध्ये न स्थातुं शक्यम्। ग्रन्थमुपसंहरति अनुवादकः भगवद्रमण इत्यादिना। भगवद्रमणः प्रोक्ते द्राविडगीतार्थसारभूतोऽयम् रजितस्तदीयशक्त्या प्रीत्यै भूया तदीयलोकस्य। तदीयानां भगवतो रमणस्य भक्तानां प्रीत्यै रचितोऽयम् ग्रन्थः तदीयेन केनापि तदनुग्रहशक्त्या इति। आत्मविद्यासारः व्याख्यायासहितः सम्पूर्णः।
Page number 254 of Swarnahastam. Nirvritti Municharya and Brahmavidya Panchakams on Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi by Narayana Guru of Kerala. Narayana Guru is the founder of the Shivagiri Mutt at Varkala besides a few more ashrams in Kerala and Tamil Nadu. He would never go about visiting anyone. Highly eminent personages, Mahatma Gandhi, Tagore, Sraddhananda, known as Mahatma Lala Munshi Ram, are among his distinguished visitors. Around the year 1917, Narayana Guru undertook a pilgrimage to Tamil Nadu accompanied by his disciples. He came to Tiruvannamalai. Palaniswami, Bhagavan's attendant at that time, who chanced to run into them in the town, invited them to Bhagavan's ashram. Narayana Guru readily agreed, saying that one has to go to Bhagavan to see him, since Bhagavan himself would never go anywhere. Arriving at Skandashram, Narayana Guru stood for some time gazing at Bhagavan. He then walked slowly up and sat under a mango tree. His disciples sat in front of Bhagwan after saluting him. His disciples would never sit in front of their own guru, who, like all other spiritual masters, would neither partake of his food in the midst of others nor freely converse with visitors. Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, the veritable ocean of compassion, on the contrary, would freely converse with all and dine as an equal amongst all. Bhagavan's devotees like me experience a thrill when we think of our great fortune of savoring Bhagavan's simplicity. Be as it is, it was noon mealtime. Bhagavan looked up in the direction of Narayana Guru and called out in Malayalam, "Won't you join us for lunch?" "Ah, certainly, indeed," Narayana Guru replied in Malayalam, coming and sitting next to Bhagavan. Meal over, Narayana Guru, taking a paper and pencil, saying, "Should not we make an offering to the Maharshi?" Looking at his disciples, he inquired, "Have you all met Bhagavan earlier?" When they replied in the affirmative, Narayana Guru said, "Well, only poor me seems to have missed that chance till now." He then placed, by way of an offering to Bhagavan, the piece of paper which he was holding. Then, again gazing at Bhagavan intently, he said that he was being invited to visit the Ishanya Mutt, and with his parting words, "Angane avate," "let the same thing happen here too," perhaps meaning, "let me also be like you, established in Sahajanishtha." Narayana Guru departed along with his disciples. After Narayana Guru's departure, Bhagavan looked at the piece of paper handed over by the farmer. 5 Sanskrit slokas under the title Nirvritti Panchakam, 5 verses on inner felicity, were written on it. On reaching his native Varkala, Narayana Guru composed the Municharya Panchakam and dispatched it to Bhagavan. Both poems extol the Sahaja state of Bhagavan. The Nirvritti Panchakam goes as follows in translation in English. "He alone enjoys the inner felicity of the oneself of all who refrains from inquiries about the name, native land, caste or clan, calling and age of others. He alone enjoys the inner felicity of the oneself of all who does not ask anyone to come, go, not to go, to enter within or where one is going. He alone enjoys the inner felicity of the oneself of all who does not inquire of anybody where he is going, arriving from where, and who he is. He alone enjoys the inner felicity of the oneself of all who has no notion of differentiation as I, you, he, that, within, without, existence or non-existence. He alone enjoys the inner felicity of the oneself of all who remains the same with the known and unknown and free from distinctions as oneself and others and the assertion of even of non-difference. Whenever someone from Tamil Nadu chanced to go to Narayana Guru, he would ask of them if they had met Bhagwan. If the answer was in the negative, he would comment, "If one hailing from Tamil Nadu has not met Bhagwan, his human birth and life has been wasted. His reverence for Bhagwan was so awesome that Narayana Guru used to refer to Bhagwan as Rajasarpam, the king cobra." The above extract is from Kunjaswami's reminiscences. The Nirvritti Panchakam, Municharya Panchakam and Brahmavidya Panchakams of Narayana Guru is copied by Bhagwan in Palaniswami's another big notebook, which is reproduced in Swarnahastam pages 255 onwards. Page number 259 of Swarnahastam, Trishna, Bharata Charitam. Trishna means desire or greed. Shankarananda Bharati, a devotee of Bhagavan, wrote this Malayalam poem in clipart meter based on the story of Bharata, who later known as Jatabharata in Bhagavata Puranam. The devotee sent his poem to Bhagavan and Bhagavan copied the same in Malayalam script in one of the notebooks preserved in the ashram archives. Swarnahastam, page 266, Ramana Chattvarimsat. One day in Pachayaman temple, Nayana saw a sparkling light came down from the sky and touched the forehead of Bhagavan 6 times. Immediately he gave expression to this, beginning with the words, Yana Yatra, This was the first composition of Nayana and Bhagavan after the five verses written in Virupaksha cave in 1907, which were lost. Later, when Bhagavan was staying on the hill, Nayana composed 10 verses beginning with the words Kathaya Nijaya and again 21 verses on the glory of Bhagavan. Nayana also composed one verse on Bhagavan's 44th Jayanti day on 3rd January 1923, which was the first Bhagavan's birthday celebrated at the present Sri Ramanashramam. When Nayana left for Sirsi in 1929, from there he was writing weekly letters to Bhagavan in Sanskrit, and he used to write one or more verses in praise of Bhagavan. 15 more verses were thus added. Nayana intended to compose 100 verses in all on Bhagavan in different meters, but could not complete his plan. However, Bhagavan prepared a notebook writing down all these verses, and after the demise of Nayana on 1936, Bhagavan edited these 40 verses and the first edition was published in 1936. This Ramana Chatvarimsat is being chanted daily in the morning at the shrine of Bhagavan. This is the gist of a write-up in the Mountain Path, the Ashram's quarterly journal, in Jayanti issue 2000 year by K. Natesan, who compiled and published all the works of Nayana in 12 volumes. Ramana Chatvarimsat, Sanskrit and its meaning in Malayalam, copied by Bhagavan of K.K. Nambiar's notebook, is presented in the Swarnahastam, page number 267 onwards. Swarnahastam, page 254. Nirvritti Municharya and Brahmavidya Panchakams, composed by Narayana Guru. Sri Narayana Guru is the founder of the Shivagiri Mutt at Varkala, besides a few more ashrams in Kerala and Tamil Nadu. He would never go about visiting anyone. Highly eminent personages, Mahatma Gandhi, Tagore, Sraddhananda, known as Mahatma Lala Munshiram, are among his distinguished visitors. Around 1917, Narayana Guru undertook a pilgrimage to Tamil Nadu, accompanied by his disciples. He came to Thiruvannamalai, and Palaniswami, Bhagavan's attendant at that time, who chanced to run into them in the town, invited them to Bhagavan's ashram. Narayana Guru readily agreed, saying that one has to go to Bhagavan to see him, since Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi himself would never go anywhere. Arriving at Skandashram, Narayana Guru stood for some time gazing at Bhagavan. He then walked slowly up and sat under a mango tree. His disciples sat in front of Bhagavan after saluting him. The disciples would never sit in front of their own guru, who, like all spiritual masters, would neither partake of his food in the midst of others, nor freely converse with visitors. Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, the veritable ocean of compassion, on the contrary, would freely converse with all and dine as an equal amongst all. Bhagavan's devotees, like me, experience a thrill when we think of our great fortune of savoring Bhagavan's simplicity. It was noon mealtime. Bhagavan looked up in the direction of Narayana Guru and called out in Malayalam, "Won't you join us for lunch?" "Ah, certainly indeed," Narayana Guru replied in Malayalam, coming and sitting next to Bhagavan. Meal over, Narayana Guru, taking a paper and pencil, saying, "Should not we make an offering to the Maharishi?" Looking at his disciples, he inquired, "Have you all met Bhagavan earlier?" When they replied in the affirmative, he said, "Well, only poor me seems to have missed that chance till now." He then placed by way of an offering to Bhagavan the piece of paper which he was holding. Then, gazing at Bhagavan intently, Narayana Guru said that he was being invited to visit the Ishanya Mutt, and with his parting words, "Angane avate," meaning, "Let the same happen here too. Perhaps, let me also be like you," established in Sagajanishta. Then Narayana Guru departed along with his disciples. After Narayana Guru's departure, Bhagavan looked at the piece of paper handed over by the former. Five Sanskrit slokas under the title Nirvritti Panchakam, five verses on inner felicity, were written on it.
On reaching his native Varkala, Narayana Guru composed Municharya Panchakam and dispatched it to Bhagwan. Both poems extol the Sagaja state of Bhagwan. The Nirvritti Panchakam goes as follows. He alone enjoys the inner felicity of the one self of all, who refrains from inquiries about the name, native land, caste or clan, calling and age of others. He alone enjoys the inner felicity of the one self of all, who does not ask anyone to come, go, not to go, to enter within or where one is going. He alone enjoys the inner felicity of the one self of all, who does not inquire of anybody where he is going, arriving from where, and who he is. He alone enjoys the inner felicity of the one self of all, who has no notion of differentiation as I, you, he, that, within or without, existence or non-existence. He alone enjoys the inner felicity of the one self of all, who remains the same with the known and unknown, and free from distinction as oneself and others, and the assertion of even of non-difference. Whenever someone from Tamil Nadu chanced to go to Narayana Guru, he would ask of them if they had met Bhagwan. If the answer was in the negative, he would comment, "If one hailing from Tamil Nadu has not met Bhagwan, his human birth and life has been wasted." His reverence for Bhagwan was so awesome that he used to refer to Bhagwan as Raja Sarpam, the King Cobra. This is the extract from Kunjuswami's reminiscences. Apart from the small notebook, there is one more regular size notebook of Palaniswami, and Bhagwan fair copied in the notebook the Nirvritti, Municharya and Brahmavidya Panchakams of Narayana Guru, besides some other works. The name Palaniswami is also written on the cover page of the notebook. Now the Panchakams written by Narayana Guru is chanted.
Nirvritti Panchakam Kim Nama Deshah Ka Jadihi Pravrittihi Ka Kiyadvayah Ityadi Vado Baradir Yasya Tasiva Nirvritti Agaccha Gaccha Magaccha Pravishan Kunu Gacchasi Ityadi Vado Baradir Yasya Tasiva Nirvritti Koyasyasi Yadayataha Kuda Ayasi Kosi Vai Ityadi Vado Baradir Yasya Tasyeva Nirvritti Aham Tvam Soyamandar Hi Bahir Asti Navastiva Ityadi Vado Baradir Yasya Tasyeva Nirvritti Jnadajnada Samaswanya Bhedashunyaha Kudo Bhida Ityadi Vado Barado Yastu Nirvritaha Evasaha Idi Shri Narayana Guru Virajitam Nirvritti Panchakam Sampurnam. Municharya Panchakam Bhujaha Kimu Badhanatam Kimuna Kumbini Manjadam Vrajet Vrijina Harini Swapadapadini Medini Munira Bara Sampada Kimiha Mukta Ragasya Tattvamasyadi Gamadayam Sagala Bhogamatyashnute Yadiv Pravadadam Varaha Kojanavagyami Pandido Vimudha Iha Paryadan Kojana Samstito Apyuthidaha Shariram Adhigamya Chanjalamane Hasagandidam Bhajatyanisham Atmanaha Padamaghanda Bodham Param Anasadidi Vadado Bahirajindya Magrahya Manvagharva Mamalam Param Sthimida Nimnamatyunnadam Parangmugha Idastadaha Parisamedi Turyam Padam Munis Sadasador Doyo Rubi Ubari Gandum Abhyudyadaha Ayajidamalipsaya Niyadi Dattamannam Muni Stano Stidaya Anvadan Padhishayana Avyagulaha Sadhatmadruga Anashwaram Swaparamatmano Raikyataha Spuran Nirupamam Padam Nijamupedi Sachitsukham Swaveshmani Vane Adhava Ulina Bhumishu Prandare Kova Vasadu Yogino Vasadimana Sambrahmani Idam Marumari Jiga Sadrisham Atma Drishtya Akhilam Nirikshya Ramadhe Munihi Nirubame Parabrahmani ఇది శ్రీ నారాయణ గురుకృతం మునిచర్యా పంచకం సంపూర్ణం. బ్రహ్మ విద్యా పంచకం. నిత్యానిత్య వివేకతో హి నిదరాం నిర్వేదమాపద్య సద్ విద్వానత్ర శమాది షట్కలసిదః స్యాన్ ముక్తికామో భువి. పశ్చాద్ బ్రహ్మ విదుత్తమం ప్రణదిసే వాద్యై ప్రసన్నం గురుం పృచ్ఛేల్ కోహమిదం కుతో జగదిది స్వామిన్ వద త్వం ప్రభు. త్వం హి బ్రహ్మ న చేంద్రియాణి న మనో బుద్ధిర్న చిత్తం వబుః ప్రాణాహృదయోన్యదప్యసదవిద్యాకల్పిదం స్వాత్మని సర్వం దృశ్యతయా జఢం జగదిదం త్వత్తః పరం నాన్యతో జాతం నస్వత ఏవ భాది మృగతృష్ణాభం భరీ దృశ్యతాం. వ్యాప్తం యేన జరాజరం ఘటశరావాదివ మృత్సత్తయా యస్యాంతః స్ఫురితం యదాత్మగమిదం జాతం యదో వర్తతే యస్మిన్యల్ ప్రళయేవి సద్ఘనమజం సర్వం యదన్వేది నత్తల్ సత్యం విద్యమృదాయ నిర్మలధియో యస్మై నమః కుర్వదే. సృష్ట్వేదం ప్రకృతేః అనుప్రవిశది యేయం యయాధార్యదే ప్రాణీది ప్రవిభక్త భుక్ బహిరహం ప్రజ్ఞ సుషుప్తౌ యదః యస్యాం ఆత్మకలా స్ఫురత్యహమిది ప్రత్యంగరంగం జనైః యస్యే స్వస్తి సమర్త్యతే ప్రతిపదా పూర్ణో శృణుత్వం హి సా. ప్రజ్ఞానం త్వహమస్మి తత్వమసి తద్ బ్రహ్మాయమాత్మేది సం గాయన్ విప్రచర ప్రశాంతమనసా త్వం బ్రహ్మబోధోదయాల్ ప్రారబ్ధం క్వను సంజితం తవ కిమాగామి క్వ కర్మాప్యసల్. త్వయి అధ్యస్తమదోఖిలం త్వమసి సచ్చిన్మాత్రమేగం విభూ. ఇది శ్రీ నారాయణ గురుకృతం బ్రహ్మ విద్యా పంచకం సంపూర్ణం.
కృష్ణ భరత చరితం. శ్రీగణనాథన్ తాను వాణీయం తుణకేణం శ్రీరమణాఖ్యనామన్ గురువాన్ తుభవేణం తృష్ణయపట్టి పరంగిడువానాయ గండ മണ്ഡലാധിപനാമൊരാളിന്റെ കഥ ചൊൽവാൻ. ഭരതചക്രവർത്തിയാകിയ ഭരതനോ ആരണ്യമതിൽ വേട്ടയ്ക്കായി പോയ വഴി തന്നിൽ കണ്ടൊരു പർണശാല തന്നിലായി ചെന്നിട്ടിഹ കൊണ്ടൽ നേർവർണ്ണൻ തന്നിൽ ധ്യാന തൽപരനായി. മീശകേശാദി നഖരോമാളി നീണ്ടമേയിൽ പൂശിയ ഭസ്മകാന്തിയോടു പത്മാസനത്തിൽ കുശത്തോൽ വസ്ത്രാദികളിട്ടതിലിരിപ്പതാം ആശാപാശങ്ങൾ നീങ്ങി അഷ്ടവൈരികളറ്റി അഷ്ടാംഗയോഗത്തിങ്കലെത്തിയ മുനിയോടായി വിഷ്ടപാധിപനാമൻ കൊട്ടാരം വരെ ഭവാൻ. ഇഷ്ടമാമെങ്കിലൊന്നു എന്നൊരു സൽക്കാരത്തെ മൃഷ്ടാനം സ്വീകരിച്ചൻ ഇഷ്ടത്തെ സാധിപ്പിക്കൂ. ഭവാൻ ഇഷ്ടമാമെങ്കിലൊന്നു എന്നൊരു സൽക്കാരത്തെ മൃഷ്ടാനം സ്വീകരിച്ചൻ ഇഷ്ടത്തെ സാധിക്കുകിലൊട്ടുമായതിൽ പരമില്ലെന്നു ചൊല്ലു കേട്ടിട്ടിഷ്ടം പോലാകാമെന്നു മാമുനി ഭരതനോടും ഒട്ടുമേ മടികാട്ടാതായിട്ടോതിയിട്ടൊട്ടും. കഷ്ടിയിൽ എനിക്കഷ്ടിമുട്ടാതെ കഴിക്കുവാൻ ഇഷ്ടമാം ഫലമൂലമുണ്ടിഹ പാലും കിട്ടും. കഷ്ടത ഇവിടില്ല അങ്ങോട്ടൊന്നു വന്നുടൻ പോരും എന്നു ചൊന്നിഹമുനി ഭരതൻ തന്നോടൊത്തു ചെന്നിഹ കൊട്ടാരത്തിൽ അന്നേരം രാജോചിതം. മുനിതൻ കൈകാൽ തുടച്ചങ്ങു സിംഹാസനത്തിൽ വിനയത്തോടു പുലിത്തോൽ വിരിച്ചിരുത്തിയട്ടൊന്നാലൻ കുളി ജപ പൂജാതി കഴിച്ചിട്ടു വന്നിടാമെന്നനുജ്ഞ വാങ്ങി തൻ പൂജയ്ക്കായി ചെന്നങ്ങീശ്വരനോടു യാചിക്കുന്നതു കേട്ടു മന്ദസ്മിതത്തോടിറങ്ങിയിടിനാൻ മുനിതാനും. അന്നേരം സമീപത്തു നിന്നതാം മന്ത്രിവര്യൻ വന്നിടും തിരുമേനി താമസം വിനാ തന്നെ ഉന്നത ഭക്ത്യ മുനി തന്നോടു പറഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ ഇന്നും ഈ ചക്രവർത്തിക്കിത്രമേൽ ദരിദ്രത
എന്നു ഞാൻ ധരിക്കായിക കൊണ്ടിങ്ങു വന്നുപോയി. വന്നിടും ദരിദ്രത എനിക്കും ദരിദ്രരോടെന്നുമേ വാങ്ങില്ല ഞാനതിനാൽ ഗമിക്കയാം. ഇന്നാരും പഠിക്കട്ടെ തൃഷ്ണദാരിദ്ര്യത്തിന്റെ ലക്ഷണമതുകൊണ്ടു സംതൃപ്തി സമ്പാദിപ്പാൻ. തൃഷ്ണയുണ്ടെന്നാൽ ചക്രവർത്തിയും ദരിദ്രനാം, സംതൃപ്തനെന്നാലെത്ര ധന്യനാം കുചേലനും. സംതൃപ്തി എല്ലാവർക്കുമുള്ളവയ്ക്കിപ്പുറത്തായി എന്നു വന്നീടിലെന്നു സമ്പൂർണ സൗഖ്യം കിട്ടും. ഒന്നോർക്കിലനന്തത്തിൽ ആശിപ്പാനന്യമുണ്ടോ, ഒന്നിന്റെ പ്രതിച്ഛായ തന്നെ പരമാർത്ഥം. വന്നിടുന്നുള്ളിലേക്കായവർക്കും നോക്കിയെന്നാൽ വിച്ഛിന്നമജ്ഞാനമാണ് പരിച്ഛിന്നം ജ്ഞാനം. ഇച്ഛൊന്നത് അദ്ദേഹത്തോടറിയിക്കുക ഭവാൻ, നിന്നിട്ടില്ലിനിക്കാര്യം എന്നെല്ലാം മന്ത്രിയോടു ചൊന്നിട്ടം മുനി തന്റെ പർണശാലയ്ക്കു പോയാൻ. ഭരതൻ പൂജാവേദി തന്നിൽ നിന്നിറങ്ങുമ്പോൾ ദൂരത്തായി മുനിയേന്നു ചൂണ്ടിക്കാണിച്ചു മന്ത്രി. മാമുനി പറഞ്ഞവ ബോധിപ്പിച്ചതു നേരം കാമ്യമെന്നു ഹൃദയത്തിലുള്ളതുകൊണ്ടെനിക്കും ദാരിദ്ര്യമുണ്ടെന്നുള്ളത് ഈശ്വരൻ ധരിപ്പിപ്പാൻ കാരണമുണ്ടാക്കിയിട്ടാണിതു ഗ്രഹിച്ചതൻ. പൂർവപുണ്യത്താൽ എത്ര ധന്യനാ മുനിയപ്പോൾ, സർവലോകൈക ചക്രവർത്തിയാമെന്നേക്കാളും. സർവത്ര സമ്പത് സൗഖ്യ സായുജ്യ സംതൃപ്തർക്കു ദേവോ ഹാ കഷ്ടം കഷ്ടം തൃഷ്ണേ നീ വലച്ചഹോ ഹാ. ഭക്തവത്സല കൃഷ്ണ സമ്പൂർണ ഹൃദയം താ. മന്ത്രി മാമുനി പോയോ എന്നാൽ പർണശാലയ്ക്കു തേനുള്ള പഴങ്ങളും പാലുമായി കൂടെ പോകാം എന്നു ചൊന്നവയുമായെത്തിനാരവർ വേഗം. മുനിതൻ പർണശാല തന്നിലെത്തിയ നേരം മുനിയെ വണങ്ങിയിട്ടി ഞാൻ തിരിച്ചില്ലി. ആശ്രമവാസി ഞാനുമെന്തിന്നു രാജ്യഭാരം, വിശ്രമം മനസ്സിനു ലേശമില്ലതുകൊണ്ടാണ് ഈശ്വരധ്യാനം പോലും വേണ്ട പോലാകാത്തതും. ശാശ്വത ധനമുള്ള നിൻ തിരുവടിയോടൻ നശ്വര ധനാഢ്യത കാട്ടിയോരപരാധം. നിശ്ചയം ക്ഷമിച്ചെന്റെ കാഴ്ചകൾ സ്വീകരിച്ച് നിശ്ചയിച്ചിനി എന്നെ വേണ്ട പോൽ നയിക്കണം. നിശ്ചയമതുപോലെ തന്നെ ജീവിച്ചുകൊള്ളാം. ഇച്ഛൊന്ന ചൊല്ലതു കേട്ടു മാമുനി സന്തുഷ്ടനായി. കാഴ്ചകൾ സ്വീകരിച്ചിട്ടു ഈ വിധമറിയിച്ചാൻ ഭരത തവധർമ്മം ചെയ്യാതെ തരമില്ല സാരമില്ലെല്ലാം ഈശ്വരാർപ്പണം ചെയ്തിരുന്നാൽ. കുലപ്പുള്ളിയെ വിളിച്ചീവിതം പറഞ്ഞിട്ട് കുലശിക്ഷയെ മാറ്റാം. നീയൊരു നിറകുടം തലയിൽ പിടിച്ചൊരു തുള്ളിയും കളയാതെ കുലകന്യകാപലക്ഷം പാടിയാടുന്ന മധ്യ വരികിലല്ലെന്നാകിൽ കുല തന്നെന്നു വന്നാൽ വരുമോ ലക്ഷ്യം വിട്ടു കാൺമതിൻ ഭ്രാന്തിയപ്പോൾ. രമീശ്വരൻ തന്നിലാക്കിയാൽ ഭരത നിക്ഷിതി ഭരിപ്പതു ഭ്രാന്തിയില്ലാതെയാകാം. ആകയാൽ അതു മതി നീ ഈശ്വരാർപ്പണം ചെയ്തു. നിഷ്കാമഹൃദയനായി നിസ്സംഗനായ രാജ്യം പാലിക്കിൽ ഉറങ്ങിയ ബാലന്റെ കരത്തിലെ ചേലതാനറിയാതെ വഴിതിപ്പോയ പോലെ. സർവകർമ്മവും ഈശ്വരാർപ്പണം ചെയ്തൊരിക്കൽ സർവചിന്തയും സർവേശ്വരനിൽ ലയിച്ചിടും. അന്നെല്ലാ ബന്ധങ്ങളും തനിയെ ഒഴിഞ്ഞിടുമെന്നല്ലാതുടനെല്ലാം ത്യജിക്കുന്നതു മൗഢ്യം. നന്നല്ല ബുധന്മാർക്കു ത്യാഗകാംക്ഷകളൊന്നും ഒന്നുമന്യത്വമല്ല സർവം തൻ പ്രതിച്ഛായ എന്നു ബോധിച്ചുപോയി രാജ്യം പാലനം ചെയ്വിൻ എന്നു ചൊന്നനുജ്ഞയും വാങ്ങിയ ഭരതനും മന്ത്രിയും വണങ്ങിപ്പോയി ഭൂപാലകൃത്യം ചെയ്താൻ എത്രയോ വിളങ്ങുന്ന ഭരതനിന്നും മേന്മേൽ. ശുഭം. ശങ്കരാനന്ദ വിരചിതം. 1 4 1943.